Know eight forms of Goddess Lakshmi and why are they relevant to us? Welcome everyone to another episode of Luxury Unplugged podcast, where we dive into fascinating aspects of mythology and spirituality. And today we have a special focus on Goddess Lakshmi and the eight incredible forms that bring prosperity and well-being into our lives. So grab a comfy seat and let's explore the Ashtalakshmi. Now, Goddess Lakshmi is no stranger to those who seek blessings of wealth, prosperity, and overall health and well-being. Today, we will unravel the Ashtalakshmi, the eight principal forms of Lakshmi, and understand why they hold such significance. First up, we have Adi Lakshmi. Considered the primal form, Adi Lakshmi sits on a red lotus, symbolizing the emergence of wealth from the source. Adi Lakshmi represents the beginnings of creation and is believed to be the source of all prosperity. Worshipping her is like tapping into the very essence of abundance. Next is Dhanalakshmi. Now, Dhanalakshmi goddess is associated with material wealth and prosperity. So, devotees seek her blessings for financial success, business success, and the accumulation of wealth. Dhanalakshmi is like your financial advisor in the spiritual realm. So by seeking her blessings, people aim to attract abundance and prosperity into their lives. Next up is Dhanyalakshmi. Now let's talk about Dhanyalakshmi, the goddess of agricultural wealth. Dhanyalakshmi is revered for ensuring a bountiful harvest and agricultural prosperity. Farmers pray to her for abundance in crops and food. Next up is Gajalakshmi. So Gajalakshmi, in her form, she is associated with power and strength of elephants. Basically, she symbolizes somebody with a lot of power, Gajalakshmi. So the qualities of royalty, courage, strength, stability and security come from Gajalakshmi. She's like the superhero of the Lakshmi squad, bringing power and grace. Next up is Santana Lakshmi. Santana Lakshmi, the goddess of progeny and fertility. She takes center stage. Who doesn't love children and who doesn't want to have children in a family? So when devotees seek her blessings, especially Santana Lakshmi, guess what happens? So Santana Lakshmi is worshipped for the well-being of children also and the fulfillment of desires related to parenthood. She's a guardian of family happiness. Next up is Veera Lakshmi. Now Veera Lakshmi is the warrior goddess. She inspires courage and valor in her devotees. Veera Lakshmi is like the motivational speaker of the group. She empowers individuals to face challenges, overcome obstacles, and attain success in their endeavors. Next up is Vidya Lakshmi. Now, Vidya Lakshmi is the goddess of knowledge and wisdom, as the name suggests. How does she contribute to academic success and intellectual growth? Well, she is the go-to goddess for students and seekers of knowledge. Devotees seek her blessings for success in academics, intellectual growth, and pursuit of wisdom. Finally, we have Vijayalakshmi. Now, the goddess of victory and triumph is what Vijayalakshmi denotes. We worship her for success in various endeavors. She is the ultimate leader, guiding devotees towards victory in both material and spiritual pursuits. Her blessings are like the secret sauce for success. So there you have it, folks, the Ashtalakshmi forms. Each form is weaving a unique tapestry of prosperity and well-being. By recognizing and honoring these different aspects of wealth, we strive for a balanced and fulfilled life that goes beyond material abundance. The worship of these eight forms of Goddess Lakshmi is believed to bring holistic prosperity to us and well-being to all her devotees. So by recognizing and honoring these different aspects of wealth, especially on the occasion of Diwali, people are able to seek a balanced and fulfilled life that goes beyond material abundance to include spiritual and intellectual growth. Ashtalakshmi forms collectively emphasize the multifaceted nature of prosperity. It is not limited to money only. It covers all aspects of life. And it is the importance of cultivating various aspects of life for a harmonious and successful existence that we worship Asht forms of Lakshmi. Well, that wraps up another enlightening episode of Luxury Unplugged, where luxury meets spirituality. Remember, prosperity comes in many forms, and the key is to embrace them for a harmonious and successful existence. Until next time, stay curious and stay blessed. Wish you a very happy and prosperous Diwali.